Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 19th of April, 2021, and is entitled, How to Interchange ED25519 Keys. Now, is that an exciting title, or is it not, I ask you? Herewith, pointers to Java 15 and Go code that convert ED25119 public keys back and forth between short text strings and key objects you can use to verify signatures. The code isn't big or complicated, but it took me quite a bit of work and time to figure out and led down surprisingly dusty and ancient pathways. Posted to help others who need to do this and perhaps provide mild entertainment. Update 0423. Agua over at Y Combinator showed how to simplify the Go with calls called PKIX public key and so on. This piece, I should add on for podcast listeners, led to quite an explosion of conversation on Twitter and Y Combinator and so on. And there's a follow-up piece, which I will drop on the podcast as soon as I finish this one. Probably both best considered consumed together. Okay, let's go. They call modern crypto public key. Because keys are public, people can post them on the internet so other people's code can use them, for example, to verify signatures. So how exactly, I wondered, would you go about doing that? The good news is that in Go and Java 15, at least, there is good core library support for doing the necessary incantations with no need to take any external dependencies. If you don't care about the history and weirdness, here are links in the blog to the Go code and to the Java code. Now, on to the backstory. But first, should I even do this? Don't write your own crypto, they say, and I've never been tempted. But I wonder if there's a variant form that says, don't even use the professionally crafted crypto libraries and fool around with key pairs unless you know what you're doing. Because, as I stumbled through the undergrowth, figuring this stuff out in the usual way, via Google and Stack Overflow, I did not convince myself that the path I was following was the right one. I wondered if there was a agnostic body of asymmetric crypto lore, and if I'd ever studied it, I'd know the right way to do what I was trying to do. And since I hadn't studied it, I should just leave this stuff to people who had. I'm not being ironic or sarcastic here. I really do wonder that. So let's give it a try. I'm building bits and pieces of software related to my Blue Sky Identity Scheme. That's a link. I want a person to be able to post a zero-knowledge proof, which includes a public key and a signature so other people can check the signature. Go check that link for details. I started exploring using the Go programming language, which has a nice generic crypto package, and then a boatload of other packages for different key flavors, with names like AES and RSA and ED25519 that even a crypto peasant like me recognizes. ED25519. This is the newish hotness in public key technology. It's fast and very safe, and produces small keys and signatures. It's also blessedly free of necessary knobs to twist. For example, you don't have to think about hash functions. It's not quantum safe, but for this particular application, that's a non-issue. I've come to like it a lot. Anyhow, a bit of poking around the usual parts of the internet suggested that what a good little gopher wants is the package crypto/ED25519. For a while, I was wondering if I might need to support other algorithms too. Let's push that on the stack for now. Base64 and PEM and ASN.1. Oh my. I remembered that these things are usually in Base64, wrapped in lines that look like hyphen 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 begin public key hyphen 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 and hyphen 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 end public key hyphen hyphen hyphen. A bit of Googling reminds me that this is PEM format, developed starting in 1985 as Privacy Enhanced Mail. Suddenly I feel young. Well, okay then, let's respect the past. Go has a PEM package to deal with these things, works about as you'd expect. And what, I wondered, might I find inside that Base64? Abstract Syntax Notation 1. Everybody just says ASN.1. It's even older than PEM, dating from 1984. I have a bit of a relationship with ASN.1, whereby a bit of a relationship, I mean that back in the day, I hated it intensely. It was in the era before open source, meaning that if you wanted to process ASN.1 encoded data, you had to buy an expensive, slow, buggy parser with a hostile API. I guess I'm disrespecting the past. And it doesn't help that I have a conflict of interest. When I was in the cabal that cooked up XML, ASN.1 was clearly seen as part of the problem. Be that as it may, when you have a PEM, you have ASN.1, and if you're a gopher, you have a perfectly sane ASN.1 package that's fast and free. Yay! 509. It turns out that you can't parse or generate ASN.1 without having a schema. For public keys and for certs and lots of other things, the scheme has come from X.509, which is, I guess, relatively modern, having been launched in 1988. I know little about it, but have observed that among security geeks, discussion of X.509, later standardized in the IETF as PKIX, PKIX, they say, is often accompanied by head shaking and sad faces. Key flavors. Okay, I've depemified the data and fed the results to the ASN.1 reader, and now I have what seems to me like a simple and essential question. What flavor of key does this represent? Maybe because I want to toss anything that isn't ED25519. Maybe because I want to dispatch to the right crypto package. Maybe because I just want to freaking know what this bag of bits claims to be, a question the internet should have an answer for. Ladies, gentlemen, and others, when you ask the internet, how do you determine what kind of public key this is, you come up empty, or at least I did. Eventually I stumbled across, here's a link, signing JWTs with Go's crypto/ED25519 by Blaine Smith, to whom I owe a debt of thanks, because it doesn't assume you know what's going on, it just shows you step by step how to unpack a PEM of an ASN.1 of an ED25519 public key. It turns out that what you need to do is dig into that ASN.1 data and pull out an object identifier. OID, they say, at which point my face brightened up, because do I ever like self-describing data? So I typed ASN.1 object identifier into Google and, well, unbrightening set in. We must go deeper. At which point, I wrote a little Go program whose inputs were a random RSA key PEM I found somewhere and the ED25519 example from Blaine Smith's blog. I extracted an object identifier from each and discovered that object identifiers are arrays of numbers. For the RSA key, 1.2.840.11134.11354.9.1.1.1, and for the elliptic curve key, 1.3.101.112. So I Googled those strings, and 1.3.101.112 led me to Appendix A of RFC 8420, which has a nice simple definition and a note that the real normative reference is RFC 8410, whose Section 3 discusses the question, but does not actually include the actual strings encoded by the ASN.1. Oh, I thought, there must be a helpful registry of those values. There sort of is, which I found by pasting the string values into Google, the informal but reasonably complete OID registry, that's a link, which frankly doesn't look like an interface you want to bet your future on, but it did confirm that 1.2.840.113549.1.1.1 means RSA and 1.3.101.112 means ED25519. So I guess I could write cloud code based on those findings. But first, I decided to write this, because the journey was not exactly confidence-inspiring. After all, public key cryptography and its infrastructure, usually abbreviated PKI, is fucking foundational to the fucking internet security, by which these days I mean banking and payments and privacy and generally truth. And I'm left hoping the trail written in fairy dust on cobwebs that I just finished following is a best practice. Then I woke up. At this point, I talked to a friend who is crypto-savvy and asked, would it be okay to require just ED25519, hardwire that into the protocol, and refuse to consider anything else? They said, yep, because first of all, these are short-lived signatures, and second, if ED25519 fails, it'll fail slowly, and there'll be time to migrate to something else, which considerably simplified the problem. And by this time, I understood that the conventional way to interchange these things is as Base64 encoding of ASN.1 serializations of PKIX-specified data structures. It would have been nice if one of my initial searches had turned up a page saying just that. And it turns out there are libraries to do these things, and that they're built into modern programming languages so you don't have to take dependencies. Go meet Java. So what I did was to write two little libraries, one each in Go and Java, to publish to translate public keys back and forth between native program objects in Base64, either encoded in the begin/end cruft or not. First, let's go from in-program data objects to Base64 strings. In Go, it's two steps. Use the X509 package's Marshall PKIX public key method to turn the key into the ASN.1 serialized bytes, and then Base64 the bytes. You're done. In Java, it's like this, also two steps. Use the getEncoded method of public key to get the ASN.1 serialization byte sequence, Base64, and you're done. By the way, the Base64 is only 60 characters long. Gotta love that ED25519. The next task is to read that textually encoded public key into its native form as a programming language object that you can use to verify signatures. In Go, it's three steps. You have to debase64 the string into bytes. You have to use the X509 package's parsePKIX public key method to do the ASN.1 voodoo and extract the public key. The key comes back as an interface, a Go interface, so you have to do some typecasting to get the ED25519 key, but then you can just return it. For Java, it's a five-stepper. Discard the begin and end crap if it's there. Decode the remaining Base64 to yield a stream of bytes, which is the ASN.1 serialization of the data structure. Now you need an ED25519 specialized key factory instance, for which there's a get instance method. Now you make a new X509 encoded key spec object by feeding the ASN.1 serialized bytes to its constructor. Now your key factory can generate a public key if you feed the X509 thing to its generated public method. You're done. Other languages? It might be of service to the community, to someone, to bash equivalent tools out in Python and Rust and JavaScript and whatever else, which would be a good thing because public keys are a good thing and ED25519 is a good thing. So here's a list of references, all of which are links. First of all, blogs and articles, Java EDDSA, ED25519, ED448 example. Oh, I'm not going to read these out in a podcast. If you care, you know, they're all there. Except for one of them, entitled ED25519 in JDK 15, comma, parse public key from byte array and verify, is a hot mess. I mean, they do all this convoluted Java bit twiddling to do something that I think you can do with one API call. Mm-hmm. And the last section is a list of RFCs that I had to read to figure out what was going on, and I'll just give you the numbers. 8419, 8032, 7468, 8410, and 8420. And that's all, folks.